Prime Minister Scott Morrison has relied on his ousted predecessor, Malcolm Turnbull, to smooth over Australia's relationship with its biggest neighbour. Indonesia has been angered by Mr Morrison's announcement that he was considering moving Australia's Israeli embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mr Turnbull has met with President Joko Widodo in Bali and reassured him that no final decision has been made. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins me now in our Canberra studio. And Melissa, why is Malcolm Turnbull, the former Prime Minister in Indonesia, discussing this with Joko Widodo and not Mr Morrison?
Well, it's at the request of Scott Morrison himself, who's had to outsource this delicate diplomatic task. It's an acknowledgement of the close personal rapport between Malcolm Turnbull and Joko Widodo. Malcolm Turnbull attributes their friendship to being a driving force between the two countries, being able to reach an agreement on a free trade deal and a strategic partnership. Now, it's known that President Widodo was upset at Mr Turnbull's ousting, and Mr Morrison's announcement during the Wentworth by-election that the government was considering following the US and moving the Israeli embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem angered Indonesians, and there were suggestions signing the free trade deal could become delayed because of it. Mr Morrison had already asked Mr Turnbull to attend an international conference in Bali on Australia's behalf. The visit has now become a critical effort to mend relations between the two countries. Mr Turnbull has met with President Widodo and the pair discussed the Israeli embassy issue.
So there's no question that were that move to occur, it would be met with a very negative reaction in Indonesia. This is, after all, the largest Muslim country in the majority Muslim country in the world. So we have to be very clear-eyed about that, and we have to take into account Australia's national interest when our interests in the region when we make consider decisions like this. So Prime Minister Morrison has made it clear that no decision has been taken yet, and he is considering it, and he'll be taking on advice.
Malcolm Turnbull speaking in Bali there. Scott Morrison was asked this morning about Malcolm Turnbull's warning that Indonesia would have a very negative reaction if Australia did decide to shift its embassy. This was his response.
Well, Australia will always make our decisions on our foreign policy based on our interests, and we'll do that as a sovereign nation. We'll consult, we'll listen to others, but at the end of the day, Australia will always make decisions about our foreign policy on our terms and in our interests.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison. And Mel, in other political news, Labor is firmly focused on the next election, and today it's announced a high-profile candidate to contest the Sydney seat of Bennelong.
It's the former AMA president and neurosurgeon Brian Owler. The locally endorsed candidate, Lyndall Howison, stepped aside so he could be parachuted into the seat. He'll be taking on Liberal MP John Alexander, who's a popular local member and a well-known figure nationally. It's interesting, Bennelong has been at the centre of the political contest for some time now. It was once held by former PM John Howard and is now a crucial marginal seat. In making the announcement this morning, Bill Shorten made the campaign strategy clear. He described Dr. Owler as Mr. Medicare. Campaigning on protecting Medicare has been a pretty successful strategy for Labor in recent by-elections. We can expect that to be a central part of the next federal election campaign now too.
Melissa Clark, thank you.